John Caulfield, welcome.
Thank you.
Now, besides being a good dad, your twice monthly New Sentinel parenting column offers tips on that fine art.
Mm-hmm.
When did your passion for honing and sharing that parental skill set begin?
For me, it started when my older kids were, I'd say in the teenage range, because people would constantly tell me, oh my gosh, you have such a good relationship with your kids. How did you do that? And, you know, and I'd look at them and think, I'm not sure I have a great relationship with my kids. I think I do. But I'm an only child. So suddenly I have two kids, now three, and, you know, it was me and the cat growing up. So I didn't have anything to compare to. But hearing other people ask me that question, that kind of spurred an interest. And I started trying to take a step back and say, well, what do I do that might be different or unique? That got me going.
That is so interesting. Okay. Dadly Dads is a handsome new coffee table book by Hogan Hilling, celebrating daddom with 114 cool dads from around the world. And if we turn to page 51, you are Game Dad. Congratulations on that designation.
Thank you.
So, Game Dad.
Yep.
Why specifically Game Dad?
Well, Board Game Dad. What I found over the years when I was growing up, I had trouble communicating with people. I'm somewhere on the Asperger spectrum. So talking to people was not easy, and I had trouble reading people. Then when we suddenly had these kids, you know, now I've got these little people and no frame of reference. So I'm trying to learn. I'm trying to figure out what to do with them, how to communicate with them. And I found that some of the best times that we had were when we were playing together. So when they were little, you know, we'd play cars, we'd play Legos. So as the kids got older, we just got into board games. I had always loved games. I found that I could play with my kids and we would build these great shared memories and we'd build stuff that we talked about and we came back to. And that just over time, it became a place that we could meet and really connect and really build the framework that we needed to communicate.
That is fantastic. And that is reflected in your news column, which is called The Dad Game.
The Dad Game.
First, I have to ask, can moms learn from it too?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, this is not just for dads. This is for anybody.
And second of all, you do share your board game strategy within your column advice.
Oh, yeah. I talk in there not just about the art and life of being a dad and sharing, you know, the things that work for me and the things that I'm working on. I go into things like, you know, what are some great games to play? What are some games to avoid? Why should you never, ever play Monopoly with your family? You know, I go into all kinds of stuff like that.
So in your mind, why do board games work so well in this capacity?
It's a great question. I tend to look at board games on a spectrum from direct competition, like your Monopoly, Risk. Then you've got indirect competition games that we can both do our best at, but what you do doesn't directly affect me and what I do doesn't directly affect you. And then we have true cooperative games where it's all of us playing against the game. The games that have more indirect competition, the games that are cooperative, those make great opportunities for parents, especially dads, to sit down and you can focus on something. It creates a safe space.
What are the biggest perks and challenges of being a 21st century dad, do you think?
Wow. I think the biggest perk for me is the ability to be able to capture so many memories. I take a lot of pictures. I love the fact that I can capture all these moments and then I can come back to them. But that is also the big challenge because we're so into social media. We're so into apps on our phones. It becomes an extension of our hands almost. And if you are used to that, it is very hard to put that phone down and not touch it and step away. So it's a blessing and a curse. The technology that helps us remember is also the technology that's getting in the way of connection. We're not teaching them how to interact with people and how to manage their emotions, how to delay gratification. You know, I love technology to a point. And once we get beyond that point, technology is not a friend.
On the flip side, though, does social media directly assist you in getting the word out to the folks that you're sharing your advice with?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I maintain a Twitter account for the Dad Game. Social is really helpful for me because it keeps me in touch with a lot of the companies that are making games. It connects me with other dads. There's a lot of people out there who are frustrated or they're challenged or they're happy and they're excited. And it's fun to see those responses come through.
you reach out to parents and that gets shared directly with mm-hmm. their families. So what do dads and kids teach you, John?
They teach me patience and they teach me the value of listening. One of the things that I try to bring up regularly in my column is the idea that I don't have all the answers. I have an answer, and this answer works in these situations, but it might not work for you. The bigger answers, things like focusing, spending time, putting the phone down, you know, get down on the floor with your kids when they're little and play on the floor. Don't make your kids come to you. Stuff like that, those are things I've learned by watching, because I didn't know about that stuff when I had little kids.
And it sounds like you continue to learn from people, even with as much knowledge and experience you have.
There's always something new to learn. Every generation's different. They face different challenges. And yet they're all the same, because we're still people and we're still trying to figure out how to communicate, how to interact, how to connect.
Another great point. In your mind, does writing about the art help you be a better dad?
It does, because it makes me really take a hard look at myself.
And as we were speaking of the challenges of being a 21st century parent, what's the biggest challenge do you think of being a 21st century kid?
Ooh. I think the biggest challenge they face is not understanding the impact that technology has on them, because it's normal for them. You know, growing up for me, color TV was normal. I never got why my mom or my grandmother would just look at the TV sometimes and I would hear them say, "Wow, I just can't believe that we've got this." And I think for kids nowadays, they are used to the technology. They're used to the phone that is your camera and your game friend and your communications device and where you text and where you take notes and where they're just used to that as part of their world. But I don't think they have a way to process what that means and what that does to interactions and how that can change and even what would life be like without it. I think that's their big challenge. I think they're going to have to learn at some point, this is how I interact with people. But you got to be able to communicate face to face. I think a lot of times our kids are missing that.
I am kind of curious, does living life as well as giving advice about life ever seem like a game to you?
I don't know if it's a game or not. There are days. I do tend to gamify things. I think overall, it's something that I just feel like I can do to help people. That's what keeps me doing this, because I love those moments and I love the knowledge that some dads can get good out of this.
Good for you for making it happen, and good for you for being aware that you make it happen.
Thank you.
Okay, besides board games or electronic games, what other pastimes really hook the dad and the kid in you?
It's an intriguing question. My son and I, we watch movies together. We both really enjoy movies. We enjoy the moment to just kind of hang out together on the couch and watch something. We do a lot of movie quotes at home, so I think that kind of feeds the addiction. But that becomes part of our shared world. Mm-hmm. That's one of the ways that we communicate. That shared memory, that shared connection, that's a big part of us. So we do a lot of that. We walk a lot. It's fun to just get out with him and walk around some.
You enjoy the dad game.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Being the game dad and the dad game.
Indeed.
I do have to ask, where do you go for advice and inspiration on parenting when you need it?
I read online a lot. I look for all kinds of pieces of information, not just about parenting, but about communication and about interaction. You know, going back to how I'm wired, it's something that I'm constantly trying to get better at. I find that the stuff that I learned there kind of flows over into my family. But I read a lot, I listen to dads, and then try to learn from that. You know, see what I can learn from it.
And how you can share it with other people.
Exactly.
Great method. Okay, with Father's Day on the near horizon, I will wish you one.
Oh, thank you.
Now, what would you like to share with the dads and the kids out there right now?
The number one thing is time. So many dads have in mind that quantity beats quality. If I don't have an hour to focus on my kids, then, well, why even bother? And that is so incredibly wrong. The key is focus. It's not quantity of time. If I spend 5 minutes with my son, it's that I'm not looking at my phone, I'm not looking at my computer, I'm not looking over his shoulder at a TV, 5 minutes with him where it is just he and I together, that is so incredibly valuable. In my column, I talk about what I call the two dimes project, the idea of carrying two dimes in your pocket as a reminder to yourself that if you can spend 20 minutes of focused time with your child, then you're way ahead. And that's going to build a foundation. That's the big thing. You just have to do it.
John Kaufeld is a parenting columnist for the News Sentinel and featured game dad in the new book, Dadly Dads. John, thank you for sharing your time and your insights with us today. Keep up that wonderful daditude.
Thank you so much.